So last week we were discussing the issues of Ne'ilas Teles and Shlita Sayu. If we get the Gemara Makomos, I'll discuss a little more of Shlita Sayu. If not, let's begin by discussing the next Gemara, Rav Acha Breid Rav Ika, and then we'll discuss, if not, we have the real Rambam here anyway, right? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, if we need it. Okay,
there we go.
What's that? Why is that? Oh, I do.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about whether you have it. Although you don't have everything, meaning Tuvas Harivash, they don't have that in the. I have that on my my files, but they don't have that on a regular smart. I mean, you have, you know, Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, Rambam, that you have. No, we always need them. By definition, we need them, right? We consider them to be indispensable. Okay, so let's begin. So the Gemara was dealing with the problem of Hodos Valvos, the difference between Hodos Valvos and Tzeus Valvos, a very rich topic, as we've already seen, and then we discussed the first view, which is Rava. Most Rishonim Pasuk like Rava, who says that Minat Torah you need three Dayanim Smuchim, even for Hodos Valvos. The Drabbanan would get away with Hadyotos. And then we were discussing the relationship between the Gemara here and the Gemaras in Bava Kamma and in Gittin, which also work with the principle of Shlichus Hayu and with seemingly different requirement of Dayanim Smuchim, and we're discussing the implications of that as well. So now we move to Rav Acha Breid Rav Ika, Gimel Amud Aleph, which we've read the Gemara before, but I want to read it again and then analyze it more fully. So the Gemara says that there's another answer about the distinction between Mamonos and between Hodos Favos and Gzeos Fachavos. Were we able to do it?
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you very much. And yeah, sorry again for the glitch. But so the Gemara says here that Rav Acha Breid Rav Ika Amar Midoraisa Chad Nami Kasher. This is a big chiddush that Min HaTorah you could get away in Hodos Fachavos with one single Dayan. Shenemar b'tzedek tishbot amisecha. Tishbot is a lashon yachid, right? Ela mishum yoshve kronos. Midrabanan, they were worried that you wouldn't have the proper authorized individual dayan. They're worried about yoshve kronos, people who are incompetent. So then the Gemara says, atu b'tlosa milo habi yoshve kronos. And if you have three people, so you're not going to have Yoshve Kronos. It's interesting, right? So the Gemara says, Yefshar deleis behuchad de gamir. That's a pretty big statement, too. Meaning the Gemara thinks that that a third of the population is likely to be a gamir. Probably it means that if three people, one person is going to sit down and give a clap on the table and say, I'm ready to be the Dayan, then you have to worry about Yoshve Kronos. I'm guessing. But if there are three people, so then they look at each other, they know that they're Yoshve Kronos, so it's a bit of a safety net, I guess, that only competent people will step up into this position. Either way, it's interesting. The Yad Ramah says was obviously bothered by this question. He doesn't say Vim Tomar. If you have every three people, contain a Chad Gamir. But what he says is, between the three of them, somebody's probably Gamir enough in matters of Hodos Vahavos. But not necessarily Gamir objectively.
Each contributes something.
Well, we'll get to that in a second. So how does this really work? Because the Gemara is saying, you're raising a very good question. Do we need three in order to get one? Or do we need three in order to get one, but therefore we're operating with three, in which case we would like that all three contribute something? The question is this. What level are these three? Basically, that's the question. So the view, for example, of the Yad Ramah is that in the Maskana of the Gemara you need three Gemiri. It doesn't sound that way in the Gemara, but the Rambam doesn't say anything. The Rambam just speaks about three Hedyotos. The Rambam remarkably never mentions what their level, needs to be. the Lechem Mishnah points us out, the Lechem Mishnah wonders, does the Rambam think that, you know, three hedyotos gemuros are fine? Does he require three gemiri? What does he require? This is a big discussion in the Rishonim here, on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph in Sanhedrin, and also in a few other places in Shas, particularly in Bava Basra, where the Gemara discusses, you know, who could be Matir or Neder. And again, in of course, in Nedarim, and Daf Chav Gimel, and a few other places in Nedarim. Like, what do you need for Nedarim, and what do you need for Sanhedrin? Is it the same, or do you need more qualified for one or the other? So this is a very, very big debate. We'll see soon that the Rush here says that really the three are for the sake of the one. We really care about the Yachid Gamir. As I say, the Ramah says you need three Gemiri. Many Rishonim, Rabbi David Bonfil, took the position, the Chiddush Aran quotes, that you need Yachid Gamir and Trey Misbury Savri. What does that mean? It means you need one person who really knows, you know, who's an expert in the halacha, and you need two people who are competent enough that they can, you know, participate, like you said before, everybody contributes something, meaning there's a level, they couldn't do it on their own, we wouldn't rely on their level of expertise, but, you know, they're a good sounding board, they contribute in that, you know, they can, they have enough, you know, experience, level, you know, that they can, you know, they can dismiss an argument, you know, they can instinctively respond. So, it's an interesting combination. You know, we would think that, you know, all Dayanim Hedyotos should be on the same level. So it's either Gimel Sviri, Gimel Gmiri. The idea of one Gamir and two Sviri, when you're using all three, is an interesting idea. Again, the Rush, you know, is basically saying, I don't care if there are two Yoshvei Kronos, as long as there's one Gamir. The Rush is like the strict constructionist in the Sugya. He's basically saying, the Doraisa is Chad. The reason that we're not relying on it is because we're worried about Yoshvei Kronos. The Gemara is saying that Yoshvei Kronos produce a chad, and that's what we care about. In the end of the day, you have to ask the question, according to the Rush, let's say you knew that the chad gomir, let's say you had a bezin of three, and the chad gomir ruled one way against the two other ones, right? So according to the Rush, to be consistent, you should really follow the chad, if you knew who he was, you'd follow the Chad Gamir, because he's the real Dayan Daraisa in Hodos Valvos, and the other two are just there to make sure that you have him. So if you can identify him, that's the way you should go. Most are short of the opinion that, you know, you have three Dayanim, all three are players, and even if one is Gamir and the other two are Sviri, like David Bonfil, so it's an uneven configuration, nonetheless, in the end of the day, they're a unit. We'll talk about the unit idea in the next couple of weeks. But they're a unit of Bezdin, and therefore, in the end of the day, whatever the majority decides, even though it's an uneven majority, it's not going to make a difference. So this is a very crucial question, both practically, who can serve what level of competence, and B, what really happens when, if you can isolate them, you have quality against quantity. What do you do in that case? Yeah.
But wouldn't it, I mean, the Sanhedrin Agdola didn't have everyone of equal level. So how can you expect any random three people to be of equal level?
No, we don't expect them to be of equal level. But we are talking about what the minimum competence requirement and experience requirement is. No group of people are going to be always on the same level. I mean, unless that would be very much of a coincidence. But what you need in Bezin HaGadol are first tier, you know, Dayanim. Now again, in first tier there can be still a wide range, but there are qualifications, you know, both in terms of piety and personal conduct, as well as experience and level of competence. So what we're talking about here is that not everybody should be a clone of each other, or even exactly on the same level, but there's something called Gomir, there's something called Savir. We'll see soon that Gemara Daf Hei has a category called Yochid Mumchal Rabin. There's a debate in Rishon what that means. Is that a different level? More expertise? Is it more of a public role? So a lot of these terms are very ambiguously defined and Rishonim take different stands on it. But I'm not suggesting that they be all equal. What I am suggesting is that the different views are asserting minimum competence and minimum level. Now again, how do you establish who gives the bechina to make sure somebody's a gamir, or somebody's a savir, you know, or somebody's a mumcha l'rabin? That's a good question too. That's more of a practical question. How do you figure that out? But I think we all understand that even within the world of gamirs or within the world of savirs, they can be quite a range. But the goal is that it shouldn't be beneath that range. It should be somebody who, as minimum, is savir for a savir, and at minimum is a gamir for a gamir. Meaning,
is there an issue of you can't have a base in shokel?
Yeah, we're going to get to that. That's the next gemara.
If you have a chad, you don't meet the threshold of a base in shokel.
You shouldn't. You need an odd number band. A chad is fine.
Why?
Because
there's no counter opinion.
Okay, well that's something else. Who said that you need an odd number for a counter opinion? Maybe needed for decisiveness. So you just say you shouldn't have a deadlock. Pashtus. But we'll get to that also. Your question of a counter opinion is very much part of the topic of Eni Odeya. Because the Mishnah said there are two Mishnayos, a Mishnah Chavtes Amad Aleph and a Mishnah Mem Amad Aleph. One in Mominus and one in the Fashos. Eni Odeya, we say Mosifin Hadayanim. Right? In the case of Nefashos, clearly two, and in the case of Mamanus, it's a little more ambiguous and Rishonim take stands. But either way, when somebody says Eni Odeya, Mosifin Dayanim, the question that is dealt with, not frontally actually, but by the Rishonim, not so much in the Gemara, is why should you be Mosif Dayanim in certain cases of Eni Odeya? Let's say you have three Dayanim, right? Two of them say Zakai and one says Eni Odeya. Or two of them say Chayiv and one says Eni Odeya. The worst thing that could have happened is that the Eni Odeya could have voted against. Either he's going to vote for or he's going to vote against. If he had voted for, then you'd have a unanimous opinion. If he had voted against, he would have been overridden by the majority. Right? So why should you be Mosif Dayanim? Why not just say Mimonet Shach? Either way, we're covered. That's a very important question. The answer to that, there are several answers that you could give to that question. We'll get to it when we get to it, but part of the question is whether Eni Odeya is Ki'isa, Kalesa. And I think my opinion is, based on the Tshuva Sarajba, but a bit of an expansion of Tshuva Sarajba, is that the idea is that, you know, part of the discussion and the debate contributes, basically. And overriding opposition is also, adds to the compelling character, you know, of a decision. You know, there are two things that make a decision very compelling. Either the fact that it is unanimous, meaning you can't find anybody who disagrees, assuming everybody's engaged and looking, you know, seriously, which is also a question. That's why Dina Nefashos were very suspect when there's a unanimous decision. That's the Gemara in Daf Yud Zayin. That when you have a unanimous decision in Dina Nefashos, you know, potranoso. You know, we think there's something wrong. But in Dine Mominus, where we're not paranoid, we were properly paranoid in Dine Nefash. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying it critically. It's part of, you know, the halacha's excessive, just, you know, a posture or Tzelem Elokim, you know, concern. But in Dine Mominus, where, you know, we can be a little less, paranoid. There, if there are three dayanim, who all of whom say zakai, or three dayanim who say chayev, you know, it's 3-0. So we can feel pretty confident, you know, in the unanimous decision. But I think the point is that if you don't have a unanimous decision, and there is some basis for, you know, seeing things in a different way, so then this is what I'm going to say when we get to it, since you're asking. So then, at least according to some Rishonim, what you might think is that then having the debate and having a strong opposition, like a loyal opposition, you know, in a government, having the opposing argument actually ends up being beneficial because you have to override that. You know, you're really exploring in a very vigorous way, you know, what the alternative is. So I think the Rajba says about 80% of this, and maybe I'm adding the 20, but I think the 20 is implicit in what he says too. So I'll just tell you now. I mean, that's I think that's the pshat in the Gemara Neiruvin You know, that used to bother me, you know, before I realized that this is what the pshat was. You know, the Gemara has a famous discussion by Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. So the Gemara says about, you know, and Daf Yud Gimel there, that, you know, they argued, and Eilu Veilu Divrei Elokim Chayim v'halacha k'Beis Hillel. So the Gemara says that, why is the halacha k'Beis Hillel? So the Gemara says, because they were makdim divrei Beis Shammai l'divrei Beis, you know, l'divreiim, and they were, you know, very respectful when they quoted, you know, that shita. So, you know, the question is obvious, and that is that when it comes to halachic decision making, that's a meritocracy, and good manners, you know, proper etiquette, you know, a nobility of, you know, of argumentation, you know, method, you know, should not decide the substance of a din Torah or of a halachic debate. You know, the Gemara says that Beis Shammai were chidudi, you know, but so either way, we paskin like Beis Hillel because they were more gentlemanly than Beis Shammai. So I think that the answer is that this is the pshat, meaning Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai were obviously, you know, both on the level of Eilu Veilu Divrei Elokim Chayim. Hillel and Shammai and Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, obviously very, very, you know, extraordinary Talmidei Chachamim, you know, first tier, first rank scholars. But, you know, I think the point that the Gemara is making is that by, you know, exercising this level of etiquette and humility, in a way, Hillel was, you know, giving greater consideration to the alternative, meaning to the opposition view, than Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai was more dismissive. They came to, it's a little bit, you know, the quality of a lichadude, you know, that there's a certain, you know, people who are a little more, not always, but people who are very sharp sometimes, you know, are more decisive, and they're also sometimes more dismissive, you know, of opposing views. And Beis Hillel, because of their, you know, excessive humility, you know, went that extra mile to consider that maybe Beis Shammai had a point. If they still concluded, you know, which they did in this case, that they were right and Beis Shammai was wrong, so their opposition, their conclusion, you know, was stronger because they took seriously, very seriously, because of etiquette or humility, you know, the alternative. So I think that's really the pshat in those cases. Anyways, but we'll get back to that when we get to Eini Yodea. You know, in any case, for now, what we're left with is that Rav Acha ben Ravika thinks that in Dinei Mamonos you can get away with one. The Rabbanan, you need three. The Rishonim are debating whether the three are you know, one comp, just to make one competent one, that's the Rush, whether the three end up being three Gemiri, which is a high level, or like Rav David Bonfield, there's one Gemir and two Sviri, and that, you know, works very nicely, or works better if we're talking about a unit anyway. We'll be talking about the unit idea as we move forward, but it's an interesting, you know, you have a leader, and you have, you know, people who have the capacity to be good, you know, good sounding boards, you know, or good filters, you know, for that gomir. That's an interesting perspective as well. Whether we're mechalek, as I say, between, we had the same parallel discussion in, as I mentioned, in Nedarim and Heter Bechoros, where also, well, although it's, again, it's a little bit of a different situation. There, the lechatchila, I don't want to go into this now, so I'll just mention it very quickly. The Gemara says in a few places that, you know, and we know this, you know, the sugya of Hataras Nedarim, you know, has its roots in Parshas Matos, Rashi Amatos. And Ramban explains, Alatar, it's basically based on Chazal, that the real prime category in the Darim is not the three, it's the one. It's really a din Yachid Mumcha. And if you don't have a Yachid Mumcha, then it's replaced by three Hedyotos. In Din Imamanis, usually we think of a Bezin as three. And we'll see soon that, you know, Midrabanan, if you have a Yachid Mumcha, you can get away with one. So in both cases, you have a one and you have a three, right? But the point I'm trying to make is that in the case of a Bezdin, it's really three, you know, but you could also use one. We'll discuss that more in a second. In the case of Nadarim and Bechoros, it's the opposite. It's one, and you can get away with three. There's even a day in the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda and Sigeb of Basra, and in Bechoros, Lamed Zayin, that, and Kufchaf Aleph in Bav Basra, that Rabbi Yehuda says that if you have access to a Yachid Mumcha, then you're not even allowed to use Gimel and Yotos. Right? So it's interesting, given that reality, when we're dealing with the same kind of question, like, oh, what level of Yotos work? You know, three Sviri, three Gmiri, one Gamir, two Sviri, one Gamir, you know, among Yotos. And there's a parallel question in Bechoros, Nadarim, and Dine Mamanis. You can understand that while they're, you know, the parallels are strong, and the Ramah in Bava Basra seems to line up actually with the Ramah in Sanhedrin, and the way the Ramah is quoted by the Tur, some of the Rishonim line up, the Ritva, the Ra, but others do not, and in either direction. And there's good reason for that, given what I just explained, which is that the primary categories of Nadarim, Bechoros on the one hand, and of Din on the other, are different. And therefore that they call, perhaps, for a different conclusion. Anyways, the question of what happens when the quality Dayan is overruled by the quantity Dayanim is one of the test cases. Hopefully we'll get back to that. Okay. I should also mention, since we're, again, I don't know how much time we're going to have to spend on the details, but there are Hedyotos for Abacha Breid Rabika, and there are Hedyotos for Rava. Meaning, for Rava, as we explained, the Din Doraisa is three Smuchin. And the Din Drabanan in Hedyotos Vahavos, right, and also the Shichus Hayu cases, is three Hedyotos, right? In Rav Acha Breid Rabika, the Din Doraisa is Chad, and the Din Drabanan is three Hedyotos. But are they the same Hedyotos? Right? So it's interesting that some of the Achronim, in particular, the Ksos in one or two places, just, you know, unselfconsciously wants to bring a proof for this or that, you know, kind of, you know, skips back and forth between Rav Acha Breid Rabika and Rava. Listen, Hedyotos here, Hedyotos there. You know, what are the Gimel Hedyotos that we're talking about? You know, the objective question is the same. So the idea that you would, you know, kind of by default reflexively assume that, you know, midr Rava nishmal Rav Acha Breid Rabika, midr Rav Acha Breid Rabika nishmal Rava, and so on and so forth, it is reasonable. However, considering the very different starting point and kind of what we're accentuating now, it's not at all simple. Because, again, the standard in for Rava is Gimel Smuchim. Right? And that could go in either direction. You could say it's Gimel Smuchim, and, you know, so you've got to try as much as goes back to what we discussed like a couple of weeks ago, right? As much as possible, are you trying Midrabanan? You know, okay, so they don't have smicha, but, you know, they're the stand-ins for Gimel Smuchim. You know, that's a reason to raise their level. Or you might say the opposite. You know, they're not Gimel Smuchim, and therefore what we're really saying is that Hedyotos work, and, you know, you don't have to even try to approximate that. But Rav Acha Breid Rabika, you know, it's a whole different ballgame. It's one Doraisa, and now it's three. And it's three to get the one. It's three instead of the one. The point is that the dynamic is just totally different. Like the idea of Yachid Gomer and Trey Sviri, which makes more sense in Rav Acha Breid Rabika, doesn't necessarily work for Rava. Right. So whether you need more or less, I don't know. But the idea that what you're trying to accomplish with the Gimel is different, and therefore you shouldn't just, you know, automatically transfer, you know, the Rava data to the Rav Acha Breid Rabika data, or vice versa, is something which is very reasonable. Anyways, what I want to discuss now is the Rambam Shita. So let me finish with the Gemara first. So the Gemara says here that B'tzadik Tishvei Amisecha, Mishum Yoshvei Kronos, you need three. And then the Gemara says that Elameata Tola Yisham, the same as the Gemara said but with Rava, that part is parallel. The Gemara says, well then, you know, you should say Tola Yishalmu. There should be no malpractice liability. The Gemara says Koshkin de Nefishi Yoshve Kronos. If you're going to, you know, if you're going to create a situation where nobody has liability, then there'll be no deterrent for, you know, incompetent judges to try to assert themselves, because there's no downside for them. You know, they can render improper decisions and you can't take legal action against them. So why shouldn't they present themselves as Dayanim? Okay. Then the Gemara says, "My ika ben Rava l'Rav Acha b'Rei Dravika." What's the difference? Why my nafkamina, you know, between Rav? In both cases, you need Gimel Adiotos. Now again, in a way, this is relevant to what I just discussed. I could have conceived that there would have been a nafkamina in the Gemara. You know, what do we mean by Gimel Adiotos? Are they Gmiri? Are they combination Gmiri Sviri? Are they Sviri? Are they literal Adiotos? Like, what are they? That's one of the nafkaminas. Okay, but the Gemara doesn't say that. Doesn't mean that's an exhaustive list either. The Gemara says something else. Ika benayu de Amar Shmuel. Shaim shadadu dineim din, el shenikru bezdin chatzuf. L'rava leislei de Shmuel, l'racher beid ravika, islei de Shmuel. So the Gemara says that the nafkamina between racher beid ravika and rava is a din of Shmuel. Shmuel said, we had Rav Avoh on Beis on Beis saying the opposite, that Shnaim Shadanu Dineim Din, if you have two judges, their decision is effective. Ela Shenikru Bezdin Chatzuf. We're not happy with them. What is Chatzuf about it? Because of Chatchila there should be three, or because, interesting, this is a discussion in the Ran of the Fehim of Beis, one view in the Rishonim says that if you have two, it's not Sanua, because you're always going to know how everybody voted. In other words, if there was a deadlock, then there's no decision. If there's a decision, then we know that both of them, you know, agreed. So there's no mystery, you know, there's total transparency, you know, in how they voted. The idea seems to be that, you know, when you have three, then, and it's two to one, and this is also part of the discussion later on, enough Lamed, Chavtes and Lamed, L'chatchila the Dayanim in a disputed case are not supposed to reveal how they judged, how they voted. It's like, you know, now they have juror number seven spills the beans, you know, usually within hours, when he's no longer sequestered, you know, in the hotel room there, you know, he tells you how everybody voted. He's not supposed to do that. That's a jury system, but I'm guessing he's probably not supposed to do that in American law. Is that true? Do we have any lawyers? Yeah, we have lawyers, judges. Is the jury supposed to tell?
That's the example of real idiotas.
That's what?
It's real idiotas, the jury system.
That's for sure. But I'm saying, are they?
No.
Is there like a moral?
I don't think they're bound after the case is over.
No.
They can write books. They can do whatever they want.
They can go on interviews.
Yeah.
But wouldn't the same thing apply with wine? It would also be a chatzuf. You know exactly what he's thinking.
Yeah, that's true. No, 100%. So what we're saying is that we're saying like this: midrabanan, you need three, and we want to know. B'di'eved, the Rishonim here say, yeah, they say two, but it's two adin one. One, of course, is also bad. We're not saying two as opposed to one. We're saying two as opposed to three. One even more so, 100%.
This is by
Havos,
right?
What?
This is by Havos.
Yeah. Anyways, so the Gemara says enough can be Shmuel. Okay, so then I mentioned a second ago. So we'll get back to Shmuel in a second, but I mentioned a couple of minutes ago that most of the Rishonim Paskin like Rava, but it seems like Rabbeinu Chananel on the spot here, Paskins like Rabbi Chaim Ravika. If you look at the Rabbeinu Chananel on the side, I think he says it clearly. The Kaimalon, towards the bottom, Rabbi Chaim Ravika. Dimidarai Sechad, Uhu Mumche, the Kiblu Alayu Dayan, Dine Mamanis, Kedibin on the Kaman. So two things. Number one, Rabbeinu Chananel says we Paskin like Rabbi Chaim Ravika. And number two, it seems he says you need a dayan mumcha. The Yad Ramah understood that by that he means a dayan samuch. The Rach says that Rav Acha b'Rei Dravika is talking about a dayan samuch, one dayan samuch daraisa, and midaraisa, that's how we paskin. And the Ramah says, I think he's wrong on both accounts. Number one, Rav Acha b'Rei Dravika is not talking about a dayan samuch, he's talking about a dayan hedyot. In a way, the problem of Yoshvei Kronos and so on is much more difficult to understand if you hold a Karmenu Hanano. Right? Meaning what? You need a Dayan Samuch, but we're paskening that you need get away with three Hedyotos because we're A, worried about Yoshvei Kronos. We're going to make up Yoshvei Kronos and Smuchim. Right? Let him show his Ksav, you know. Oh, and it's solved by Yoshvei Kronos? Unless Rabbeinu Hananel thinks that Midrabanan, you get away with three real Hedyotos, even though that's a substitution for Chad Samuch. But that doesn't mean that there's a Gomer in there, but there's not a Samuch in there. It's very problematic how to read the Gemara according to Rabbeinu Hananel. Okay. Either way, the other thing he doesn't like is that we paskin Rabbeinu Hananel paskin to Kavacha Rabbeinu Ravika. What's that?
Rabbeinu Hananel says Kiblu Omayu. What does that have to do with Chad Midurais or Chad Kosher?
Yeah, the question what he means by that, that's also. Yeah, Rabbi has said also. If you notice, it says on the bottom, at least on mine, it says, move up to Sefer Yad Rama?
Yeah.
He asked that also, like, well, what does he mean by Kibbul Olayim? But either way, Rabbeinu Hananel is Mechudash. Most Rishonim paskin like Rava, Rama says we paskin like Rava, most Rishonim say that we're dealing with a head yod here. Rashi certainly says we're dealing with a head yod. The Chad, if you look at Rashi, Midaraisa Chad Nami Kasher, Rashi says Midaraisa Chad Nami Kasher is also very important. Behodah v'havah, d'ksiv tishpot lashon yachid, the ein eruv parshios kasuv kan, that's also important. Rashi says there's no Erev Parshios, because Erev Parshios is Gimel Smuchim. Here you're going to get away with Chad Hedyot, or at least, you know, non-Samuch. That's because there's no Erev Parshios. We'll get that in a second. Umas Nisan Vadai Tarti Ketani Kedamar Nami Shlosha Behodos Vavos Lama Daraisa Lama Rabbanan. Fine. Yeah. Okay. So, the Rach seems to be an exception here. Except that there's another very prominent exception, and that is seemingly the Rambam. Okay, so let's look at the Rambam for a minute. These are the sheets that we photocopied today. Right? Photocopied? That's correct. Copied. I didn't say Xeroxed. Yeah, I remember. What?
It's progress.
Slow progress, right, or moderate progress. But. So I remember your Torahs.
What?
I remember your Torahs. Look at Perek Beis, Hilchos Sanhedrin, Halacha Yud. Apapi, the Rambam is very, very perplexing on the surface. And the Nosei Kalim, not just, you know, it's not just a setup, the Nosei Kalim really had a lot of trouble with the Rambam. Apapi, Shein Bezen, Pachos Mishlosha. Even though there's no bez in less than three, right? Sounds like he doesn't paskin like a racham ben ravika. Mutal echad ladum min haTorah. Oops, I guess he does paskin like a racham ben ravika, right? Shenemar b'tzedek tishbot amisecha. Umi divrei sofrim. Okay, we'd rather he said rabbanan, but he says midivrei sofrim. It's also interesting. Ad shiyu shlosha. You need three. That's the gzeirud rabbanan, right? Then he adds ushnayim shadanu. Ein dineim din. So this is really strange. He starts off by saying, you need three for Bezdin. And then he quotes Rav Acha Ben Ravika. Then he says, Midrabanan, you need three. And then he says, Shnayim Shadanu Ein dineim din, which the Gemara said was a nafkamina between Rav Acha Ben Ravika and Rava. And Rambam supposedly paskins like Rav Acha Ben Ravika, so he should paskin Shnayim Shadanu dineim din. Right? Then in the next halacha, he's back to confusing us. Echad she'yamum chalarabim, that's a little bit of a different case. Oshanato rishos mi'bezdin, mutal aladun yechidi. This is a for reference, let's look just for a minute. Turn to daf hey. Well, actually, the last few words on Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, right, dine mamanis, bishlosha. The imhaya mumcha l'rabim, that's another phrase, right? Mumcha l'rabim, da nafilu yechidi. Okay? So, interesting. Rashi here says, d'chsid b'tzadik tishbod, v'kasavar ein kan eruv parshios. Once again, Rashi thinks this is Rav Acher Brei Ravika, and that the, even though here it says Mumcha L'Rabim, and there it just says Yachid, right? Apparently, Mumcha L'Rabim is the level of Gemiri that you need. That's what Rashi seems to be saying. And once again, he's telling you that there's no Erev Parshios here, and it's based on Tzadik Tishpo Adam Yisach. Oh, the Rambam probably doesn't interpret this way, because the Rambam in Halacha Yud Aleph, now look back at the Rambam in Halacha Yud Aleph, you'll see it says, Echad Shaya Mumcha L'Rabim, right, that's referring to this Gemara, that's a different Halacha. Oshanato Rishus Mi Bezdin, which is the continuation of the Gemara, Mutal Aladun Yechidi, Avleinu Chashav Bezdin, but what does that mean? Yafal Pisho Mutar Mitzvah Chachamim Shemo Shevimo Akeirim Shamru Al Tehi Don Yechidi Ein Don Yechidi Ela Echad. That's a Mishnah in Masechet Avos. Okay, we'll talk about that too. So strange, you know. Tosis also and Avheim and Aleph disagrees with Rashi and thinks that this Gemara of Yachid Mum Chal Rabim is not Rav Acher Brei Ravika, but is a din drabana and a separate din. That's this long Tosas here. V'imahayim mumchal rabim. Pirsha kundras tachsid b'tzadik tishpar amisacha. Kosavrein erev parshas kosev kan. V'kasha d'imkein tikshilei ach b'raisal arabod. Amrishayim sh'danawain dinayim din. L'divir ha'kochel v'yod kasha. N'mashal b'kundras t'laman d'isle erev parshas. Ein yochal adun yechidi. This Tosas is basically saying, no, this is even according to Rava, not just according to Rav Acher Brei Ravika, or it's according to Rav Acher Brei Ravika, but after the Din D'Rabbanan, it's not Rav Acher Brei Ravika. But Rashi thinks it's Rav Acher Brei Ravika. The Rambam and Tosis think that this Gemara is a little bit separate. But either way, the confusion of the Rambam continues because he's telling you, on the one hand, that Midaraisa this works, Midrabbanan, he can do it, but he's also telling you it's not a best. Okay. That is a continuation of the Gemara in Daf Hey Amidah. If you look for just a second, the Gemara wants to know if you get special licensing from the government or from the Bezin. Next line, the Gemara says, Yiboy Lehu. Third line, Kegon Anod de Gamirna de Savirna bin Akitna Rishusa, Avalon Lokit Rishusa Dine Lavdina, Odilma Afagav Lonokit Rishusa Dina, or Dine Dina. Meaning, if you get special authorization from either the Reish Galusa or the Nasi, or perhaps from a Bezdin, so does that... So it helps you in terms of possibly Tola Yishalmu, the question of malpractice. And according to the Rambam in Perek Dalid, Hilchos Sanhedrin Alacha Yud Dalid, also possibly in terms of Kfiya. Whether you can impose your will, you can force Dayanim, we can force the Bali Dinim to appear in front of you or not. So that's a special, like Mumchal Rabim, that is a special, either Mumchal Rabim, or you have, either you are a Mumchal Rabim, in terms of who you are, or you have special authorization from the Bezdin that gives you, puts you in a higher class of Dayan for certain Dinim.
Or it's a blinded rishus.
It's a rishus to be done yechidi here, but according to the Rambam.
Yechidi for yochid.
Yeah. Meaning one dayan. That you could be done yourself.
A specific dayan, though.
Yeah. 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 If you, a specific dayan, are authorized by Bezdin or your Mumchal Rabim, then you can also operate on your own. That's what the Rambam says. Anyways. There are two other problems in the Rambam that I want to point out. Yeah?
I'm misreading something in Tosus here.
In?
We just know Rabbi Bo holds that Shnayim Shadan would be named.
Rishmuel holds that way. Rabbi Bo says not.
I'm sorry.
Okay. That's based on the base. Gimel Ben Aleph is Shmuel. Shmuel. Okay, so look at the Rambam. I just want to just fill out the Rambam problems for a moment. Look at the next Rambam. Hilchos Sanhedrin Perakei Halacha Yudches. So the Rambam says, Yachid Shu Mumchal Rabim, right? That's what he's referring to earlier in Perak Beis Halacha Yud Aleph, right? The previous one, right? Echad Shu Mumchal Rabim, Oshanato Rishus Mibezin, Mutaladin Yechidi. So now in Perakei, the Rambam goes back to that Halacha, right? Yachid Shu Mumchal Rabim, Ava Bishu Don Din Imam Nesichidi, right? What he said before. Still, Eina Hoda Befanav, Hoda's Bezdin, if there's a hodah, spaldin, in his presence, it doesn't, it's not effective. Afilo haya samuch. Ooh, that's interesting also. Even if he was a yachid and a samuch. Interesting. Now the Rambam, in Perek Bey, Salacha Yud, didn't say anything about a samuch, right? So we'll get back to that. Aval ha-shlosha, hafal pi, she'enan smuchin, varehen hediotos, three hediotos, enan ikore bahem Elohim, and they're not smuchim, harei ha-hoda bifneim, hoda bebezdin, that's called hoda bebezdin, v'chena kofer bifneim, v'achar kach bo edim, huksa kafer, and v'nyachal aksa v'litun k'mo shebiarnu, klol ishol davar, harei hein, rak l'inen hoda s'vavos, u'kiyosmen kebezdin, ha-samuch, l'chol ha-devarim. Also interesting. Calls them kebezdin hasamuch. Meaning what? You don't need it? Or we treat them as if they are it. But the point here is that the Rambam says that yachin mubchal rabim ukim dan yechidi hoda befanav doesn't work. So, I mean, what's going on with the Rambam back and forth? He can't seem to make up his mind whether this dayan yachid on a deraisa level from Acha Brei Ravika on a derabana level, yachin mubchal rabim, or bezdin, it is or isn't a bezdin. What's going on? Then look one more second. Perakei halacha ches. I'm sorry. Which word was?
Who's on the higher level, the mumcha l'rabim or the samuch?
So probably objectively a samuch. A mumcha l'rabim, maybe somebody whose official position in the community is more. Let's assume for the moment a samuch. Although there, it's like apples and oranges a little bit. But okay, look at Perakei halacha ches. Ram says dine knasos. Kagon gzelus v'chavalos v'tashul mekeva v'tashul medal v'heva onus v'mafata kiyotza behem ain't done in osam ela gimel mumchim behem smuchim beretz Yisrael. Okay, the Rambam says that dine knasos, which he includes, by the way, it's fascinating also because I got enough, and we're going to have a chance to do this properly. But we've been hinting at it, you know, all along in we talked about the different strata of dine mamonos in the Mishnah, right? Gzelos, chavalos, which really starts. Knossos, then comes chavalos, then gzelos, then hodos v'havos, right? In terms of how, what I call quid pro quo they are, like how obvious they are, or how mechudash they are. Knossos are generated by Bezdin, hodos v'havos are just, you know, mischaivos midas, that are being presided over by Bezdin, and in between, as we discuss, is gzelos and chavalos. So it's also just not our problem right now, but dine knossos kegon gzelos v'chavalos? Gzelos v'chavalos are dine knossos? Not usually, right? But we've seen throughout the topic here, tosis on gimel amid aleph, tosis on beis amid aleph, some of the gemaras in Bava Kamma and Gittin, there seems to be a certain fluidity here between the categories. And that sometimes gzelos v'chavalos are being treated like knossos. Interesting. So dine knasas kegon gzelos v'chavalos v'tashlumei keifa tashlumei arba v'chamim, those are more va'onas and mefata, those are conventional knasas akiyotze behen ain done in osam alegimel mumchim v'heim smuchim beretz Yisrael. For that you need real smuchim. Avol shar dine mamonis kegon odos v'havos, other dine mamonis like odos v'havos ain tzrichin mumchim alafilu gimel hadiotos, that's the halacha of Rava and Rav Acha Brei Ravika, right? V'afilu echad mumcha don. Oh son, then he says even one mumcha. Okay. Lefikach danin bahodos vavosu kiyotze behen bechutzlaretz afabishen bezdin shel chutzlaretz Elohim shlichus bezdin shel eretz Yisrael osin bein lemreshus ladun dine knasos b'shlichusa. Even though there's a shlichusayu, but of course it doesn't work for dine knasos, it only works for certain things. So what's fascinating about this Rambam is shlichusayu, shlichusayu, shlichusayu. Well, I mean, really, it's the Gemara and Gittin and Bava Kamma, fine. But it works for Rava. If the Rambam Paschal is like Rav Acha Brei Ravika, what does he need Shlichusayu for? He's explaining Odos V'Havos. Right? Shlichusayu, the Gemara seems to be saying you need Dayan, three Dayanim Smuchim. You can get away with less than that, right? By means of Shlichusayu. But according to Rav Acha Brei Ravika, right, you only need one. So you don't need Shlichusayu. The whole institution of Shlichusayu seems like it's connected to Rava. Or if you paskin like Rava, you know, the fallout, you know, of other cases. But if Polik Ravakar Bedra Vika, there's a Dinishli Hosayu? Okay. So all these questions are questions that were asked against the Rambam. Yeah. That's what Tosis is quoting. That's what we were quoting before. That's what the Rambam was quoting. In Perek, that's what I mentioned. That's Perek Beis Halacha Yud Aleph. The Afal Pi Shumuter, right? Mitzvahs Chachamim Shemoshevim Acherim Shoyomru Al Tehi Don Yechidi Shein Don Yechidi Ela Achad. That's a quote of the Mishnah Avos. The Rambam says that's.
Nevertheless.
The Rambam says that's a mitzvah. But b'diavad, it will be the din will be chal. Right, we'll talk about that Mishnah still. But that's what the Rambam is quoting. He's quoting the Mishnah. He's asking and answering your question. He's saying Vim Tomar your question. And Vyesh Lomar is that's a mitzvah, but b'diavad it'll work. Yeah.
Why do we keep on referring it to the Zelos and Kabbalos? Why couldn't we refer to it as Gnevos and Kabbalos?
Because I think they want to show that even the Gazela part. What's unique about the Geneva part is that it triggers the Kefel.
Right.
That's Knossos. We want to pick out the part, the Karen part.
But Geneva, you could, has a dinner of Hodos and Avos?
No. But I'm saying they're just emphasizing, they want to emphasize, in contradistinction to Knossos, that, you know, the Karen part of Geneva / Gazela too belongs with Chavalos. And the easiest way to do that is Gzelos. Okay. Everybody's with me? We have some serious difficulties in Rambam. Just to highlight, now these questions are asked, the Chidush Aran on Dav Gimel has a huge attack on the Rambam. Of course, the Nosei Kalim, the Kesef Mishnah, the Radvaz, others deal extensively with the Rambam. And we'll see, discuss in just a minute, the Ksos and the Nesivos deal extensively with the Rambam. One of the earliest people to do to attack the Rambam Shita and to make a suggestion was the Rajba. So we have printed here the Chuvas HaRajba, right? Shuta Rajba, Chelek Vav Simin Kufayin Zayin. It's also quoted by the Kesef Mishnah, right? Ot Kasavta Shatema Min HaRambam Shepasa Keravacha Demidarei Sachad Namikasher Vimze Pasak Sheshnaim Shadanu Ein Dineim Din. Gemara says, if you hold like a Rakhur Ben Ravika, Ma'ika Ben Ayu, Shmuel, and Rabavo, and the Rambam's Paskins are Rakhur Ben Ravika, never mind all the confusion, he keeps saying, it is a Bezin, this doesn't work, that does work, that doesn't work, this does work, right? I mean, what's going on? He's practically got us dizzy, you know, just from reading the text. But in addition to that, there's just a blatant stira between the Shakavatari, the Gemara, and the Rambam's Psak. Right? The Gemara says if you hold like a Rakha Bein Ravika, you're going to hold like Shmuel. The Rambam passes like a Rakha Bein Ravika, and he rejects Shmuel. That's the question. Tshuva. So the Rajba answers, Ani Omer, Ki Harav, meaning the Rambam, Pasa Karav Acha, Midiktani Bebrai Sadini Mamanis Begimel, Vima Mumkal Rabim, Don Afil Yechidi. Notice he's quoting Mumkal Rabim. Interesting. It's not really fair to quote that for the Rambam, because the Rambam clearly thinks that the Mumchal Rabim piece, unlike Rashi, he thinks like Tosis, that's not Ravacha Ben Rabika. But anyway, it's interesting that the Rajba is quoting that. The Savur, Harav, Lomar, Debraisa, Hachiktani, Dine Vamanis, Begimel, Mishum Yoshve, Yoshve Kronos, right? Because of Yoshve Kronos, you need three. Ki Rav Acha, Umidarai Safilu, Yachid, She'ena Mumchal Rabim, Vuhuda, Lohava miyoshve kronos, right? Midaraisa, you need a competent single dayan. Tahu have a pasul kulama. If it was yoshve kronos, everybody agrees that that wouldn't work at all. Avlima yimum kalarabim don't feel yichid lechatchila, right? If you have yachid mum kalarabim, then even lechatchila you don't need gimel. You can do one. Tafila midrabanan. The Ukmer Dine, the Pshat in Yochid Mumchal Rabim, basically is that we hold like Ravacha Beid Ravika Doraisa. Midrabanan, we require Gimel Hadyo. Again, Tosfos was saying that the pshat in Mumcha L'Rabim is that it's even according to Rava. The Rambam, according to the Rajba, is saying Ravacha, the Gemara in Daf Hey, Yochai Mumcha L'Rabim is only according to Ravacha ben Rabika. But that doesn't mean it is Ravacha ben Rabika. Meaning, Ravacha ben Rabika says, even if you're not a Mumcha L'Rabim, if you're Yochid Shagamir, that's fine. Midrabanan, you need three adyotos. Midrabanan, for Abachar Beid Rabika, you can get away with Yochid Mumcha L'Rabim without the Gimel Adyot. That's how the Rajba's reading the Rambam. Ah, okay, interesting. Not like Rashi, not like Tosfos. Then he goes, V'leis le'lahudina eruv parshios, u'kamoshikosav pirush Rashi. This already is a little trickier. So now he's like, oh, but not like Tosfos, the Rambam thinks the sugya is operating that there's no din of Erev Parshios. U'mekomako midrabanan kol she'en mum chalarabim binan gimel. However, midrabanan, if it's not yochid mum chalarabim, you need three mishum yoshvei kronos. The almei latakanta, the ileka gimel afilu b'di'eved, ein dineim din. But they strengthen this drabanan to be something which is ma'akev midrabanan. And in that, that's against the shaklavataria of gimelama. Maybe that's the reason that the Rajba is quoting Dalet Amud Beis and Heyom and Aleph. He needs another sugya. What he's saying is the Gemara, and Gimel was saying that, you know, Shmuel depends on Ravacha midrabika. But once we have Dalet Amud Beis and Heyom and Aleph, which is further elaboration on the dindrabanan of Ravacha midrabika, so it's even ma'akev, it's even against Shmuel. Okay. Bim tomar im kena mailo makshim hai breisel rabavo. Ikalameimar domelach rabavo. Anadami krab shim begam liol domer hadin begimel. And then he adds, v'shemes kiko laharav lo makak midgarsin v'peikor u'bezdin. V'heim shlosha mai. Leim achanami lo teshmi agdol maria. A certain gemara about Kiddush HaChodesh in Rosh Hashanah. V'asik nahach seifat streich l'shena yachid. Nemanah de atzmo. So kadai to chamina hold the tana dine mamnis begimel v'imar milcharab nana filu yichidi achanami nekad shebi yachid kamash malan. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, maybe we'll have a chance to explore that, says has a habamina that maybe you could accomplish Kiddush HaChodesh with a yachid mumchel rabin. The Gemara says maskana, you can't do it. V'im achanami, why not? And the Chabez then Mumchel Rabbim Yisrael Yosu Mimoshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashalom Rabbi Rachman Adahav Aaron Behadach. That's a quotation from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. So what the Rajba is theorizing about is Alma Brisa Dimay Mumchel Rabbim Dona Filo Chidi Devei Torah Kamar. That reflects it in Daraisa because the Gemara is quoting that Brisa and thinking that could be a source that Kiddush HaChodesh would work with the Yachid Mumcha. If the Din of Yachid Mumcha is only Din Darabanan, or only, doesn't reflect even a Din Daraisa, how could the Gemara quote it as a possibility for Kiddush HaChodesh? Kiddush HaChodesh certainly you need a Bezdin Daraisa, right? Lefikach Pasuk HaRav, Kach, that's what impelled the Rambam to think, you know what, we must really paskin, like Ravacha Breid Ravika, when we call Hanach Rayas, Shekasafti, Lamala ra harav the leisokasak Shmuel, but he also saw from these other Gemaras that, you know, once you kind of extend this, you know, drabanan that yachid mumchel rabim can also be done yachidi midrabanan, but the gimel hadyotos part is ma'akev. The fikach pasach dafilu midrabanan pasli chad the lav mumcha dafilu shnayim benichali nami k'tzasel dvarav hoda akshu. Trey beprusbol v'chein bebitul aged v'karol lebezdin v'misa kimedis layer of parshas of yilbak heich karol lebezdin b'shuminyan. Oh, that's an interesting question. Maybe we'll get back to that. Avogav darmina breish pirkin derav leisle de Shmuel ravacha isle de Shmuel. I have the Gemara says in Gimel Amud Aleph v'tzobah Talia ef shalomid afil ravacha leisle de Shmuel damram danu dineim din elam ikar din kamar. What they meant was fundamentally not after the Din Drabanan. Kach nearly Ladasarav. Okay. El Shekashale Hadosivna the Rabbavo Shnaim Shadon Dinei Ein Dineim Din. Right from the continuation of the Gemara, he says that he admits that there are some problems that remain, but you see the general Mahalach. The Chidush Aran also goes in that direction. that basically to answer other problems also in the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah, and Radvaz, they basically think that Min HaTorah, Yachid, is done and has all the status of a Beis Din. Midrabanan, we're very machmir. The Chiddush of the Rambam is that the Drabanan is ma'akev, that Shnaim Shadanu Midrabanan don't work. And that's what the Rambam means, that, you know, if you need a Hoda'ah, then you have to have the Shnaim. That's all Midrabanan. I mean, what he says in Parakei Halacha Yudches. Also Parakei Halacha Ches. Some of the Nosim Kalim say, yeah, Shlichusayu, because once you hold that the Drabanan of Gimel Hedyotos is Ma'akev, so it's like Rabbah, so you need Shlichusayu, and so on. That is the explanation that the Rishonim give, the questions that they ask, and the answer that they give for the Rambam, and that's how they understand.
Why did you suggest that the Rambam is Machmer in Beis and Chosuv? In other words, Rambam...
Well, in a way they are saying that. They're saying, you know, in Inochanami... Midaraisa Shmuel's right, but Midrabanan.
He's just machmir.
Midrabanan, it's still a bezel. The bezel chatzav is machmir. Okay. The problem with all this, it doesn't sound that way in the Rambam, but it doesn't work out very well in the Gemara. Yeah.
How does he hear? So he starts off in a bit ego.
Yeah.
And gives you a very long paragraph here.
Yeah. Which we read.
Which I don't understand. Because where's the answer? He said, if chad is good, why are you shying possible?
Right. His answer is Midrabanan. That's what he's saying. Umikomokom, here. He quotes, right? Here, the key line here for him is Umikomokom Midrabanan Kol She'enamum Kalarabim. This is the fifth line or so. Kol She'enamum Kalarabim Be'inan Gimel Ve'alme Letakanta De'ileka Gimel Afila B'dieved Ein Dineim Din. That's the Chiddush. It doesn't sound that way in our Gemara. In our Gemara, it sounds like if you hold Doraisa, like Rabach or Breid Rabika, then even Midrabanan B'diavet, it works. And what the Rajba is saying is, that's because we only have the Gemara on Gimel Amud Aleph. But once we also introduced another aspect of Rabach or Breid Rabika, namely Hey Amud Aleph, which is Yachid Mumchel Rabim, is a B'diavet works B'yachid, or even L'chatchil works B'yachid, that's because what we're really doing is we're closing the option of Bidyeved for anything but a Yachid Mumkal Rabim, meaning you need Gimel Hedyotos Bidyeved too. That, and the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, are proofs that our Shaklavataria is Lav Dafka, or that our Shaklavataria means, what's the difference between Rav and Ravach HaBeid Ravika Doraisa? Well, that's a little bit superfluous, because we know that one's work, that one works and two works, right? That's what this presentation of the Rajba is about. That's what the Rajba is telling us.
The Rabbanan, they say Shnayim
is no good.
Is that because of Chatzuf?
Yeah, like you said, Bezen Chatzuf, you know, it's hard to know whether it's because of Bezen Chatzuf or Bezen Chatzuf is because of it. As I said before, there are two pshatim in Bezen Chatzuf. One pshat is because it's too transparent, and therefore it's too, you know, everybody votes. It's nobody's business. Again, you know, the halacha was anti-bloggy, you know. You know, they believe in transparency for, you know, where it helps ethically. But why is it anybody's business which Dayan, you know, behind closed doors said what? Why should somebody be writing their memoirs and revealing how they voted, you know, in judicial chambers? Right? Why should juror number 5, you know, be making a living, you know, because he happened haphazardly to be chosen to, you know, be on the O.J. Simpson trial or something like that? So, you know, it meaning the so that's one pshat. So that's one daya that bezen chatzuf means that per se it's chatzuf in the sense of not being tsanua.
But what is not chatzuf? I can give you a reason.
Yeah.
Because this is obvious from the beginning. Whereas with Shnayim,
okay,
they can say this, they can say we didn't come to a decision. You don't know which one said what. You hear?
I hear. If you assume that one.
So you don't know.
Is,
you really don't know how it's going to end.
In two.
Yeah, but
and then finding out is gossipy.
Either way, you're going to know.
I hear. But I'm not sure that one isn't also, but okay. The other pshat in Bezel Chatzuv is that it's a result of the Chachamim requiring three. They're saying like this: we want to have a broader based Bezdin. We want to have three. We think that works better. We think it diffuses the responsibility more. Right? You're going to go ahead and defy us? That's the chutzpah. That's the second pshat. So the second pshat is pretty synonymous with saying that we're ma'ad the drabanan should be ma'akev. Right. The first pshat says, no, the motivation for the drabanan is the chatzuf. This pshat says, the chatzuf is the result of not listening to the rabbanan. So it's like two opposite. No. We're not talking about shnayim smuchim, for sure not. The questions we're talking about, chad doraisa samoch, that's a machlokas. Okay.
But it wouldn't apply to Kiddush HaKodesh.
Sorry?
Basin Chatzim wouldn't apply to Kiddush HaKodesh.
True. And therefore?
Yeah, and why did he say that?
That's a different question. Why do you need a bezin note?
Adahavi Avon Bahadov. So that's only two.
Two. Yeah, so that, I don't want to get into that right now. If you look at the Rishonim, remind me, maybe we'll do it. The Tosis in Rosh Hashanah asks that question. Tosis says, but you need a bezin note. So Moshe and Aaron, and then one more. But I thought you were going to ask me a different question, a Krovin. Right? So the Meiri in Rosh Hashanah asks that question. We'll discuss it. We'll discuss it. Okay. This is one approach to the Rambam. These are the questions, these are the answers. Fine. The second approach to the Rambam is those who think that, as we discussed in Parakei, Halacha Ches, the Rambam says, I'm sorry. Perkei halacha yud ches, the Rambam says, Avala shlosha alfa pi she'enon smuchin, baharein hediotos. Right? And then in the end he says, you don't need hodot for hodot, so it's kiyotzim kebezen asamuch l'chol adavarim. So is the Rambam implying that the yachid who works according to Rav Acha b'Rei Ravika is a samuch? He doesn't say that at all in Perek Beis halacha yud. Even in Perek Beis halacha yud aleph, he talks about mumcha l'rabim, he doesn't talk about a samuch. Right? But some people did pick that up from Perek Hei, halacha yud ches. So, the Nesivos and the Orsameach both read that the Rambam's Rav Acha b'Rei Ravika, Doraisa, is dafka a yachid samuch, like Rabbeinu Chananel. And that's how they answered all the questions. They said, it goes like this. If you have a yachid samuch, then everything works. Right? Meaning, if you did hodah, the fun of it would work. But the Rambam keeps saying, it is a bezin, it's not a bezin, it is a bezin, it's not a bezin. Right? What he means is, if you have a yachid samuch, it's fine, it's a bezin. If it's not samuch, then it's not a bezin. And when do you need shukusayu? If you have, you don't have smuchim. If you have yachid samuch, then you don't need shukusayu. That's how Albay try to explain it. The Nesivos says it's hard to read that in the Gemara because Pashtus says that the Gemara is dealing with Hediotos. In other words, what does Yoshvei Kronos and all that mean? So the Nesivos came up with a bit of a clever gambit here, which I want to use in a little bit of a different way. He says, well, there's a machlokas on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph between Rashi and Tosos, whether the sugya holds Erev Parshios or not. Right? Because again, Rashi, if we remember, says, Midraisa chana mikasher, bodos avos, the siv tishpadam loshin yachin, the ain Erev Parshios kosev ka. Right? Which is totally understandable. Rashi's basically saying, I don't understand, if hodos avos, you can get away with it, one dayan, then and in Gdeilus v'chavalus and Knossos you need three dayanim smuchim. Clearly the requirements of that parsha are not being exported to Hodos v'Avos. Ein Erev Parshios Kosovka. But it's interesting, Tosos, if you look at Tosos on Gimel Amud Aleph, Tosos says Umidorais Achad Nami Kosher Pirsh B'Kuntris K'savar Ein Erev Parshios Kosovka. Right? The Kasha Nimke B'Tzadik Tishpot Lamali. Yes, an interesting question. If there's no Erev Parshios, then why do we need the pasuk of Tzedek Tishba? Why don't you just say the requirement of three dayanim smuchim is limited to gzeilus v'chabalos and knasos, and it doesn't apply to hodos v'avos because ain erev parshios. Why do you need a pasuk b'tzedek tishbar amisacha to teach you that? V'cheinira da filaman de isla erev parshios kamar.
What gives the authority to the one person then?
What?
If you don't have a pasuk,
he's saying why not? The only reason that we need three, he said like this. The only reason we need three and samuch is because the Torah is very specific about it in Gzeilus v'Chabalos. But if you hold Ein Erev Parshas Kasuv Kan, then there's no reason to think that that you need anything other than a dayan in anything else.
Maybe nobody can judge each other.
No, you need a competent dayan
for dayanus altogether.
No, but he's trying to explain how you know that you need, that you can get away with one.
One person can judge another, can issue psakim.
I'm not following. Rav Acher ben Ravicha says one person can be done.
No, parshias, it means that, and the Yishma, who says that one person can...
In Odos Valvos.
Huh?
In Odos Valvos.
Who said one
person? Why not?
What do you mean, why not? Kibbalai would be accepted.
No, I'm not Kibbalai.
No.
He's a Dayan.
Yeah, but who?
He went to Dayan school.
Who made him a Dayan? Who gave him authority?
That's not the issue. Who gave... That's a question you can ask either way. Even if you say B'tzedek Tishbar,
that means... The Torah gave him authority.
Well, the question is this. If he's a Dayan, because he's Gomir, that makes him a Dayan. If there were three of them... that they would be effective. So how do you know that you need three? You only know that from the Parsha, and there's no Erev Parshios.
Who said anybody can tell me what to do? Let them jump off the roof.
We don't know what Tzedek Tishbar Amisacha means so much. All I'm saying is that Rashi thinks that without Tzedek Tishbar Amisacha, Rashi's saying what you're saying. Without Tzedek Tishbar Amisacha, even if you hold Ein Erev Parshios Ksiv Kan, there would be a problem. And Tosa says, there has to be Erev Parshios, otherwise what do we need? I'll go you one better. The Rama says, I don't understand Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says that the Chad of Rav Acher ben Ravicha is a Samach. He says, I don't get it. Is there Erev Parshios or not? And if there's Erev Parshios, you should need three. If there's no Erev Parshios, why do you even need a Samach? But I think his answer will be, the Rach's answer will be, meaning, maybe that's part of the Hagdara of a Dayan. Right, maybe you don't need Erev Parshios for that, like you're saying about this. I think he'd say a variation of that to answer the Rama. It's interesting where you draw the line. What is definitional in being a dayan? Right? And what's a luxury? One, three. Samuch? Not samuch. Mumchel Rabim? Gomir? Savir? Like, where do you draw the line default if you had no evidence? That's an interesting question, right? Anyways, the Nesiva says a very clever thing. The Nesiva says, the Rambam, other places, what does the Rambam hold about Smichas Parshios, about Erev Parshios? Erev Parshios isn't just this Gemara. There's Erev Parshios all over the Shas. It's a methodological question in Chumash, in Parshanut, right? In Darshanut, I guess. Right? So, there's a debate. Fine, great. Things like, does a Shvuas HaShomrim require Moda B'miktas? According to the Gemara in Bava Kama, Kuvzayin, that's a debate about Erev Parshios. How does the Rambam Paskin, if you look in the Rambam in different places, Rambam Paskin is Erev Parshios. So then Siva says something really clever. He says, how does the, how does the Rambam explain the Gemara that if he really thinks it's Samuch? But if he doesn't think it's Samuch, then why all these contradictions? Right? So the Siva says like this. The Sugya Daf Gimel Amud Aleph is like Rashi, no Erev Parshios. It holds Ein Erev Parshios. And if there's no Erev Parshios, then we're dealing with, then there's no Samuch either. Right? And if there's no Samuch, then, then if you hold like a Racha Breid Ravika, you should also say Shnayim Shadanu Dineim Din. Right? However, the Rambam globally, right, this is clever, Paskins Yesh Erev Parshios. So he has to adjust. He thinks we Paskin like a Racha Breid Ravika, but his Racha Breid Ravika has to be adjusted against the Gemara's because he holds Erev Parshios. That's where he gets the requirement of Samuch. Since he requires Samuch, even though it's Chad Samuch, oh, but now he explains Shlichus Hayu, because you need Chad Samuch. He's not a Samuch, you need Shlichus Hayu. And that explains also the Gemara, meaning Shleim Shedanu Dineim Din, depends on Rav Acher Beid Ravika. That's a Yotos. Right? Only if Ein Erev Parshios. But for the Rambam, Yesh Erev Parshios. So it has nothing to do with Shneim Shedanu Dineim Din. That's a Nesivas. I'd like to suggest, I want to take a page from the Nesivas' book, but I don't want to say that the Rambam's limited to, in Rav Acher Beid Ravika, to Smuchim. What I'd like to explain is as follows. I'm sorry?
If you hold Erev Tav,
that's where B'tzedek Tishpred Amisecha comes in. That teaches you one. But one, since there's also Erev Parshios, one Samuch. It's an adjustment on, there's nothing in B'tzedek Tishpred Amisecha that tells you non-Samuch, but there is something that tells you one Dayan. Tishpod, Loshen Yachid. Right? Okay. So what I want to do is I want to take one leaf from the Nesivas' book. I'd like to drop the Dayan Samuch, even though I'm not sure about it. But I want to take this idea of how to read the Gemara a little bit from the Nesivas, and I want to take also something else from both the Ksos and the Nesivas. And that is as follows. Look again at the Rambam carefully. And we'll just make this, get this out, and then we'll expand it a little bit next week. The first thing that strikes us is the contradiction internally, right, in the very first words, right, Perek Beis Halacha Yud. Afa Pishein Bezen Pachos Mishlosha. Right, if I stopped you right there, I'd say, ooh, does the Rambam Paskin like Rav Acher Beid Ravika or Rava? You'd say Rava. But then you keep reading, you say, Muta Lechad Ladur Minatar, Shenemer Tzadik Tishpana Mitzacha. Oops, Rav Acher Beid Ravika. So what does the introduction mean? And then Midivri Sofer Matiyu Shlosha, and then Shnayim Shedanu Zaini Neyam Din. Like, what's going on here? Right? And then again, you have Halacha Yudches, which is Yachid Shumum Chalarab Mafa Bishudan Din Imam Sechidi Eino Adab Befana Hoda Bebezdin Afilo Hayasamach Ashloshach Bishen Smuchim Harin Yotas Amikari Be'am Elohim Haridob Befneim Hoda Bebezdin. Right? Bechena Kofer, etc. And then you have Hey Ches Shlichusayu. What's going on? So the Ksos and the Sivas came up with another point in the Rambam, which totally seems to be correct. And that is, but they came to it for a different reason and a different scope a little bit. There are two totally different issues that the Rambam is discussing. One is whether a single Dayan can render Psakim in Hodos Vavos Daraisa. And the second is whether or not, what is the Hagdara of a Cheftza Shel Bezdin? Meaning in Yisr V'Heter, you don't need a Bezdin. We call it Hora. Right? Yora Yora. Hora. And that Hora is a Psak. It's not always Mar Mako Mulo either, probably. So what the Rambam's really saying is, Afa Bisha'in Bezdin Pachos Mishlosha, even according to Vacher Beit Ravika, a Bezdin requires three. But Mutal Echad Ladun Min HaTorah, because in Hodos V'Halvos, you don't need a Bezdin necessarily. You can get away with Hora Shenemar B'Tzedek Tishpred Amisacha Midivrei Sofer Machu Shlosha Ushnaim Shadanu Ein Dineim Din. Then again, Echad Shayimum Chalorab Moshenato Roshesim Bezdin is Mutal Ladun Yechidi. That's Hora Avaleinu Chashuv Bezdin. That's exactly what he's saying. Right? And then Halacha Yerches is perfect. Yachid Shemuch al Ramaf Bishudan Din Imam Nesichidi Hora'ah. Ain Hoda Befun of Hoda Bezdin, because that requires Hoda needs to be in the presence of a Chefza Shal Bezdin. Hora doesn't help you for that. Afilu Yasamuch. Hashlosha, even though they're not Smuchim, Hare Hain Hediotos, Ain Le Karibahem Elohim, but Hare Hoda Befnaim Hoda Be Bezdin. Ah. So now we can take care of those problems. And when the Rambam speaks about Shlichus Hayu, it's because he's in Halacha Ches. He's talking about, once again, Bezdin. You need Shlichus Hayu, even according to Rav Acher Beid Ravika, because all Rav Acher Beid Ravika said was, that this is for the Rambam, that this is a din of hora. He didn't say change what bezdin is, right? Oh, but the Gemara says shnayim shadanu dinayim din depends on racham et ravika, and the Rambam seems to ignore that very, very explicitly, right? Oh. So here's what I want to take from the page of the Nesivus's playbook, right? The Gemara, the Rambam understood that the Gemara was operating with the principle of Ein Erev Parshios Kasuv Kan. But the Rambam himself globally paskins Erev Parshios. Okay, what's the difference? So the Nesivus said, are we talking about one Samuch or one non-Samuch? Good. Let's assume we're talking about non-Samuch. I think this is the point. When the Gemara understood Rav Acha Breid Rav Ika saying that Dayan Yachid works, there are two ways they could have understood it, right? One is that a Bezdin in Hodas V'Havos, you can have a one-man Bezdin in Hodas V'Havos, and he's a Chepzah Shel Bezdin. Or, like we're saying now in the Rambam, right, that Hodas V'Havos can operate without a Bezdin on the basis of Hora, L'may Nafka Mina. Well, number one, the things that you need a bezin for, you still need gimel. We'll discuss next week. The Tosas talks about Kim Shtaros and Kabbalah's Eidus. There might be certain things that require a Cheftah Shel Bezdin. That Rav Acha Breid Rav Ika is not going to help you for that. But if Rav Acha Breid Rav Ika was telling you that one person can be a bezin, then that would work, right? So that's Gufa, maybe, what we're talking about in Shmuel. The Gemara originally thought that Ein Eruv, the Sugas holds no Eruv Parshios. Right? If there's no Eruv Parshios, then what that means is that when the Torah says that a Bezdin for Gzelos and Chabalos is three Smuchim, right? That doesn't get exported. That doesn't mean that a Bezdin for Hodos Valvos is three Smuchim. A Bezdin for Hodos Valvos, one. And he's a Bezdin. Right? So the Gemara says in my nafkamina, Shmuel. Because Shmuel, what does Shmuel say? Shnaim shadanu dineim din, not just Torah. The Ela shenikru bezdin chatzuf. They're called a bezdin. They're a chatzuf bezdin, but they're a bezdin. So Rav Acha Breid Rav Ika is going to go with Shmuel because he thinks that even though lechatchila, you know, it's better to have three, but even a one man bezdin is a bezdin. Right? But the Rambam paskins globally that Eruv Parshios Ksivkan. So now, but still says B'tzedek Tishpat HaMisacha, so how do we understand that Eruv Parshios Ksivkan, and you need, and the Chefzah Shel Bezdin is three men and maybe even Samuch, and yet B'tzedek Tishpat HaMisacha? The answer is, because really, if you hold Erev Parshas Ksivkan, the best way to explain it is not that that's a different definition of Bezdin for Hodos Valvos, but that in Hodos Valvos you can get away with Hora. So now we have two tracks. We have Hora in Hodos Valvos, and we have Cheftah Shel Bezdin in Hodos Valvos, and in the other places where you need it, for example, Zelos, the Chavalos. Oh, so now you're not going to say we hold like Shmuel. Because what does Shmuel say? Shnaim shadanu dineim dim ela shenikra bezdin chatzuf. Not if you hold the Erev Parshios Ksivkan. That goes, by the way, that's only when the Gemara, that's what I'm getting like parallel to the Nesivos. But now everything works perfectly in the Rambam. The Rambam's telling us that when you need a Cheftah Shel Bezdin, even for a Racha Beit Rav Ika, you need three. Right? When you can get away with Hora, that's one. That's not going to help you for Hodah. And that's not going to be a Bezdin, you know, if you need it, in Shmuel type terms. But, you know, it's not going to help you. You're still going to need Shlichusayu when you're trying to simulate a Bezdin, right? But these are two totally different issues.